Okay, you're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Danny Eisenberg, Maseches Erevin, Daf Ches Amudbeis. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. Welcome to Avram, who's joining us today. And okay, it's been a little bit of a challenge to try to continue our Amud daily with all the Yom Tovim, but hopefully we're hanging in there. Okay. Confirmed. Fact check. It is Ches Amudbeis today. But a perspective is that if you think that the week after the Yom Tovim will be actually a tenth of our way through Maseches Erevin. The week after the Yom Tovim will be a tenth through the way of Maseches Erevin. So it's been challenging, and especially just Erevin on its own is challenging, and especially not having the consistency of Shiurim and having to have makeup Shiurim. Squeezing three amudim in 1 hour in a recording, and hopefully you got a chance to do something. It's hard, but like hang in there. This is the tough part. And Yirtzeh Hashem, after the Yom Tovim, hopefully it'll have more consistency and it'll get much more smooth in Yirtzeh Hashem. But I'm enjoying Erevin more than I ever thought I would. And it's really beautiful. It's nice to be able to do Chazara, because the first time you're going through it, like, what is going on? And then Chazara again, starts to come together. So let's take a look at the top of Ches Amud Beis, a couple of Zichru points, actually, before we start. So the Zichru Simen is Chala. This is there's a certain program called Zichru, which has, are you familiar with it? Okay, yeah, so we try to apply it here. So the simon for daf ches is chala. Chala is ches, okay? So that is the first piece over here. And the from the previous amud, there is a scenario of a mavoi, and on the two sides of the mavoi, there is a garbage heap, and the other side, there is the sea. So there's like the sea, and there's like a wall, like a sea wall, and on the other side, there's a garbage heap, and those are kind of walls. Rebbe wasn't comfortable paskening in this case, because these walls, are they really walls? Well, they are really walls, but they're very likely to be moved, right? The garbage heap, someone might clean away the garbage heap, the sea wall, the water might come against it and break it down. So he wasn't comfortable paskening. So that's the first Zichru point, and as if you haven't done that Amud yet, when you get to it, it'll fall into place.
I'm from Houston, so we're familiar with water breaking down sea walls.
Okay.
We're hurricanes.
So I didn't understand this until now, but thank you.
I'm just
perfect. What? So that's the first Zichru point. I didn't connect it yet. That's the first point. And the second point, I think we'll see momentarily. That's the first point. I'll give you a heads up. It's going to be that there's a challah bake taking place. A bunch of Yiddish imamas in the challah bake taking place in a mavoi that on one side has a garbage heap and one side has a seawall. You can imagine also the imamas complaining, smells horrible here, or there's water. But you imagine like a bunch of Jewish women crammed in there at the big challah bake competition, and the next two zikru points are going to be the fans watching and where they're watching from. So just hang on to that. Okay, let's start. We're on Chesam Abay is about five lines down in my Gemara Dadat. Itmar was stated mavoi hasoi kenadal, a mavoi that is made like a nadal. Nadal is, she tells over here, nadal is a sheretz sheish lo raglayim harbe.
Centipede,
exactly, right? Has many legs, or maybe a millipede, all right? An nadal is some sort of creepy crawly with many legs. Centipedes have 100 legs, right? Maybe, supposedly. Kidatanya Vitaris Kohanim, Marbe Regaim Zed Nadal. So you have, it's made like a Nadal. Mavu ha'asui ken Nadal, she psuchin lo mavos, harbe, says Rashi, Rashain psuchin l'rishu sarabim, Rosho psuch l'rishu sarabim acher. So if you want to see what it looks like, so we have a picture over here in our Gemara at the top. Maybe that's only Tosa's understanding. So it could be that. I think this image over here, I think might be a little bit better for us. This nadal. So it's an L-shaped mavoi, but there are a bunch of other mavois in there, right? So you see that there. So is this the picture of it?
Here's this picture.
What? So this is this with a bunch of other mavois, right? So there's like, you know, we've learned about the L-shaped mavoi already. That we've learned about on Daf Vav, right? With the matador with the sword, and he escapes into the L-shaped mavoi. So we learned about that. But over here, there's a lot of those. So it's like one big L, but then there's actually a bunch more openings. Oh yeah, no, so I think this is a fine picture. I was seeing it upside down, right? So you have over here, this is the L shape, but it actually has L shaped like several, right, prongs. So there's like multiple L shaped mavois. 1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe 100 if we're comparing to a centipede, right? So you have a bunch of these L shaped mavois. So what do you do? What's the halachic status of this? So if it's made, kinadal. So Amar Abaye Osa Tsuras HaPesach LeGadol. Right, so what you should make a tsuras haPesach, right? So a shape of a door at the large side, right? That would be over here in our picture. This side over here, this large side. That's you make a nice big tsuras haPesach. And what about all the smaller ones? Vahana kulahu mishteru belechi vekora, and all the smaller ones. So that right, the in between each one, at the entrance of that, you put a lechi or a kora, right, a vertical beam or a horizontal beam, and then you'd be allowed to carry there.
The tsuras haPesach have to be on both sides.
No,
just one side.
Yeah, in fact, there isn't really both sides. There's one big one. There's one big side, and a bunch of small ones. That's how we're viewing it. It's a bunch of small ones going one way, and then a big one at the turn. So the big one, you put a nice tsuras haPesach there, a nice geshmak at tsuras haPesach, and on all the small ones, you put a lechi or a kora, and you're allowed to carry throughout the whole mavoi. Now, we should already be thinking right away when we think about the L-shaped mavoi, we should go back to the opinions of the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel exactly. That's what every time we mention an El Shemavoi, we always will come back to that, and I'll always try to reiterate it as we get there. So Amar Le Rava said to him, Abaye, well, hold on, come on, what are you doing right now? Come on, like whom are you going in accordance with? Kishmuel, Damar Taraso Kesasum. Are you assuming like it's Shmuel who considers this type of mavoi a mavoi sasum, a closed mavoi, right? And remember the way there were two Lashonos and Rashi for what Shmuel holds. But one of them is that you need a lechi and a kora on a regular L-shaped mavoi, a lechi or a kora at each end, and at the diagonal you need nothing, mm-hmm. right? Where they meet at the diagonal in the L-shape, you need nothing. And the second possibility in Rashi that we don't seem to be always sticking to, but the second possibility in Rashi is that you need a lechi there, but you don't need a tsuras haPesach. but let's just to make it simple, you don't need anything at the diagonal according to Shmuel, and you need a lechi here, or you need a lechi at these two ends. So is that what you're assuming? Like you're holding like Shmuel, right over here. So if so, lama leit tsuras haPesach? Why do you need the tsuras haPesach? The tsuras haPesach is a higher form. According to Shmuel, you need a lechi or kora at the big side and a lechi or kora at all the other smaller sides. That's all you need. You don't need a tsuras haPesach over here. So it doesn't look like you're holding like Shmuel. Va'od, and also, ha hahumi mavoi akum. This bin Harda. There was actually a mavoi akum in the Harda. The Choshula l'Derav, and they actually held more like Rav. Now remember what Rav said. Rav said that you need a lechi or kora at each of the small sides, and at the diagonal you need a tsuras haPesach. Right? That Rav was more strict than Shmuel regarding this piece of the L shaped mavoi at the diagonal. Right, we said Shmuel. Let's assume the shita that Shmuel holds you don't need anything there. He says you need a tsuras haPesach there. So. Now he says in the Harda they paskind or they were choshu, they were choshish to like the shita of Rav, but according to you, right now Abaye, you're saying that at the diagonal you don't need anything, you don't need anything at the diagonal, so you're not even being choshish for Rav, and you know, the Tosos over here, I think, is helpful. Tosos v'ha, ha'hu mavoy akum dehavan behar adav, ramo lechumre derav, mimai duchashu nami le deshmuel. So, okay, so also be concerned for Shmuel. Like, you have to be, why do you have to be concerned for Rav? So it says, lo parach, we don't ask that. V'yistrich delasos, right? Because remember we said also Shmuel holds earlier, we don't want to focus too much on that now, but Shmuel holds on Zion that you need doors to block it off, right? He holds like Hananya. But he said, this is the point that I want to get to in Tosfos. Mishum din naharda asrei de Shmuel. Naharda is Shmuel's, right? He's the hometown hero of Naharda. And if even in Naharda, right? Avo medachashu le rabba asrei de Shmuel parich shaper. That's a good question, right? So right, in Naharda, they're even choshish like Rav. So that shows that, like, you can't just, like, dismiss Rav Shita. So Abaye, you're going to paskin. First of all, it doesn't sound like you're paskin like Shmuel. It sounds a little like you're passing Shmuel, but you're not really. And another point is that when you're dismissing Rav, even in the Harda, they were choshish for Rav's opinion. So that is the what Rava asks. Therefore, Ella Amar Rava says no. Oset tsuras haPesach l'kulahu. You have to make a tsuras haPesach for each one of these small ones. L'hai gisa ve'idach gisa mishteru b'lechi v'korah. And the other side, you'll have a lechi and korah for each one. All right, we have a picture over here. Yeah. So what are you over? Looks we have two pretty pictures over here, of the lechi and korah for each one. So don't worry about some lamot. The other side is a lechi and korah, and this would seem to be the shita of Rav, right? Because Rav says that the diagonal you need a tzuras haPesach, and so each of these we have a tzuras haPesach and a lechi and korah at the entrance, and that is so Rav is holding like Rav. Okay, we're about to get a very interesting chain of masorah here. Amar Rav Kahana Bar Tachlifa. Mishmeda Rav Kahana Bar Minyumi. So Rav Kahana Bar Tachlifa said in the name of Rav Kahana Bar Minyumi. Mishmeda Rav Kahana Bar Malkio. In the name of Rav Kahana Bar Malkio. Mishmeda Rav Kahana Rabbi de Rav. In the name of Rav Kahana, without the patronymic, who is the Rebbe of Rav? I guess so. Or at least there's at least one in every generation, right? Every generation had at least one Rav Kahana. So this chain again. But not everyone was convinced about this exact chain of command. Some say, Vamri la Rav Kahana bar Malkio, hainu Rav Kahana rabbi de Rav. Some say, no, you added an extra Rav Kahana in there, right? There's only three Rav Kahanas in this chain. Rav Malkio is the Rav Kahana who's the Rebbe of Rav. Okay. So anyway... But what did he say? What did the rabbis Kahana say? Mavoi shetzido echod aruch v'tzido echod k'tzar. If you have a mavoi where one wall is long and one is shorter, right? So right in general, we've been talking about like a mavoi and there's a right, it's an alleyway. Like looking at my Gemara right now, I mean, I could really look at the picture, but I think it's bigger, right? Yep. So this is a mavoi, and you have these two sides. Right. So generally you have two walls that are even. But what if one of them is longer than the other? Is that a problem? And where do you put the korah? Right. You're supposed to put a vertical beam. So typically, right, if the two walls go here, you put them right here at the entrance. Mm-hmm. But if one is shorter than the other, so do you do it in the middle? Do you do diagonal? And the truth is, it's going to be machlokas, and it's going to depend also on how much longer one is than the other. So let's take a look. So let's say the difference between the long end and the short end is less than 4 amos. You can place it on the diagonal, right? So one is shorter than the other. You place it diagonally. We have a picture over here. Right. Yeah, right. So yeah, that's this picture right over here. Right over here. So there's the long one, the shorter one. It's pachos from dalet amos. So you can put a diagonal. That's totally cool. Now, what if Arba amos. What if it's the gap between the long one and the short one is more than 4 amos? Ein maniach zakora ela keneged hakatzar. So then you put it right down the middle. Keneged hakatzar means that you put it don't make it diagonal. Yeah, you go based on the short one, and you're going to be cutting off the longer one, however long it is. But that that's how it works. So you
and that's going to be 4 amos or no? When you do it on the short. On the short end, is that going to only be 4 amos on the short end? Diagonal is going to be longer than 4 amos.
You mean how long the beam will be?
Yeah.
So I mean, presumably the beam will be longer for diagonally, right? Pythagorean theorem. So the diagonal will be longer than just going that one way. But that's just how much you have to spend money at Home Depot for how long of a beam. That's where that shaila comes in. So that's what we say over here. That's what the rabbis Kahana say. However, Rava Amar, Rava says, Echod zeh ve'echod zeh, ina maniach ha-sakora, el keneged ha-katzar. No, he says, no, that's not true. You don't do the diagonal stuff. That doesn't work. It always has to be based on, you put it at the point where the shortest wall ends. That's where you put it, no diagonals. There. Okay. Ve'ema, and Rava's taking on some tough competition because this is right. We said this. The bottom line is the Rav Kana that they're quoting is the Rav Kana, the Rebbe of Rav, right? Rav that meaning we're talking big like first generation Amora like before that. We're talking about like someone from like basically it's like timeline of Tanayim really. And Rava is this middle like fourth generation Amora counting it. But he gives an explanation. He says and it could be that Rava. Maybe what Rav is about to say now is what gives him the guts to have this opinion. Ve'ema tamadi dehu. And I'm going to tell you my reason, and I'm going to tell you their reason. Ema tamadi di. What's my reason? Kora tamamai. It's based on the reason for a kora in the first place. Mishum heker. Okay. So let's just before we continue this, let's refer back to a chiluk and hakira in the concept of kora in the first place that we learned actually mentioned it back on Gimel, and then we also discussed it again on hay when we're talking about and remember the pile of hay that someone was that they're standing on, and we want to make it the mound of hay under 10 tefachim. So we spoke about Abaye and Rav Yosef. There's a machlokas there. So what's the reason for a korah? Why do we need that vertical beam? Right, you should be allowed to carry in a mavoi. It's not a rishus haram. You should be allowed to carry in a mavoi and jabbos. The answer is that two possibilities. There's some concern that it'll be mixed up with the rishus harabim. So it could be that we say that a mavoi is a heker. It is a sign that marks off that this is different territory than the rishus harabim. Don't come to confuse the rishus harabim with this mavoi. You can carry in a mavoi because we have a reminder that this is a mavoi. This is not a rishus harabim. However, right? So, and rishus harabim, you cannot carry. That's one possibility of what it is. Another possibility of kora is that it is mishum, as we're about to say, mechitza, that we kind of create an imaginary halachic wall through the kora being there. That we see the kora, if it's under 20, it's 20 amos or under. We see it as extending downwards, and it counts as like the fourth wall, right? We're not breaking the fourth wall here. It counts as the fourth wall, creating its own inner space, and then maybe that's the purpose of a korah. So now, with these two sides in mind, Rava's saying, I say what I say because I hold it's a heker, and they say what they say because they hold it's a mechitza. So it could be this is how Rava can take on. Rav Kahana, the Rebbe of Rav, could because he's saying it's not me against the Rebbe of Rav. It's just a school of thought. Are you part of Yeshivas Hecker or Yeshivas Mechitza? So it could be that's what he's saying. So let's see how it plays out. Right? We spoke about it outside. So how do these reasons apply to this machlokes? Right? Again, the Rav Kahanas said that you're allowed to that you're when it's the diagonal that you're allowed. Right? If it's less than 4 amos, you're allowed to make it diagonal. Rav says absolutely not. You put it proper horizontally where the short wall ends. So what's this based on? So he says because I hold it's mishum heker. Right, so right now mechitza, right, because it's mishum hecker, and the way Rashi explains it is that if there's a it's supposed to be a recognizable sign, right? People will see it, so. So there, and it's just going to be less noticeable if it's at a diagonal, especially because there's like an open space, you know, in that little extra space that at the overlap of the diagonal, right? There's a diagonal. So there's some extra space there.
Could be also from one side.
Could, right. Yeah. It's less noticeable. And therefore this is not a good hecker. However, veima taima didahu, kora mishum mai, mishum mechitza. It's because of the wall, it's an imaginary wall, a halachic wall. Uva achlason nami havi mechitza. And if it's a diagonal, then there's diagonal doesn't make it any less of a wall. So we still see that imaginary halachic wall coming down, and that that is retained. Amar Rav Kahana said, Holil, vishmaitza de kahanihi. Since there's a teaching of the Kohani, which could be Kohanim, and it could be Rav Kahana was a common Kohen name, like I guess Aaron and Pinchas and stuff like that. Those are common Kohanic names, as our Rav and his son, so these are common Kohanic names. So it could be Kahana was a Kohanic name, and he's saying since the Kohanim spoke Ema Ba Milsa, I'm going to say something else, or it could be he's saying the Kahanas. Right, we've been quoting a chain of Kahanas, and I'm starting to feel left out. Says this later generation of Kahana, probably from the generation of Rava. He says, I want to be a Kahana that says something. So he says, I have something to say. Hod amrat maniach hakora ba'achlason lo amran ela she'ein ba'achlasono yoser me eser. This where we said that you're allowed to place the korah at a diagonal. So it's only if the diagonal, if that beam that you buy at Home Depot is not going to be more than 10 amos. But if you would buy it, if that diagonal beam that you would have to buy, I mean, let's say we're in a situation where it's less than 4 amos, the difference between the longer wall and the shorter wall is less than 4 amos. So you would say, so the Rav Kahanas would say that I can put a diagonal. But even they would hold that only if the diagonal beam itself would be less than 10 amos. Right, but if then everyone would hold like Rava. Right, the reason for this, of course, as we learned back in Beis Amud Aleph, is that the korah cannot be more than 10 amos. More than 10 amos, it's not going to be recognizable. It's no longer gives an entrance, so the korah can't be more than 10 amos. Now, the reason this comes into play because we're talking about a mavoi that has an entrance of less than 10 amos, but if you make it a diagonal. So, the diagonal could be very long, right? Let's say you have the one wall is 20 amos, the other one is 10 amos. So you have a 10 amos gap. So the diagonal is going to be quite long. Maybe that won't be 10 amos, right? You have to go back to, again, A squared plus B squared equals C squared and figure out. But you can conceive of such a case where it's going to be longer than 10 amos. So that's an important caveat that Rav Kahana says. The new Rav Kahana says. Okay. A little bit more. Ibai Lahu. They asked a question. Mahu lishtamish tachas akora. Are you allowed to use the space under the korah? A korah at least a tefach. So we know, of course, if you have a korah there, and let's say we did everything properly, we're allowed to within that mavo you're allowed to carry. But what about that tefach space or more? If the korah is longer, that tefach space. Are you allowed to also use that space? We had this. We discussed this machlokas. Previously, in Daf Hey, when we're talking about Abaye and Rav Yosef and their question about if you want to make the gap bigger, right? So we discussed this. We brought this in to possibly give an answer to that. So we're gonna it's not really revisiting the basic machlokas, but different discussion. Rav v'Rav Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Yochanan amru mutar l'shtamish tachas akora. Rav Rav Chiyah Rav Yochanan says mutar. Shmuel Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amru asur l'shtamish tachas korah. They say it's asur, right? And so over here, just you see the two sides. We have Rav on one side, Shmuel on the other side, right? Classic. We have Rabbi Yochanan on one side and Rav Lakish on the other side, also classic. And we have Rabbi Chiyah on one side and Rabbi Shimon ben Bar Rebbe on the other side, which is interesting because Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe is Rabbi Yudnasi's son, Rabbi Shimon, and Rav Chiyah is a Talmud of Rebbe. So you see these generations of people who would interact, these Amoraim would interact. So these three took this side, these three took this side. So lema baha kemifugli. Let's say this is what the machlokas is. Demar savar kora mishum hekker, mar savar kora mishum mechitza. Maybe that's what the machlokas is based on, right? Whether you're allowed to use the space under it or not is dependent on what you think the function of a kora is. That if the function of a kora is a hekker, it's just to recognize. So I'll just clarify this the mechitza piece in a minute. Rashi is saying we're assuming that the mechitza comes down, right? So you comes down from the inner side, right? Meaning, right? Because right, so you have the vertical beam, right? This is the mavoi, this is the reshus harabim, and this is the mechitza. Sorry, this is the korah. So where does the mechitza come down from? Does it come down from the inside, close the mavoi, or from the outside? So right now the Gemara is assuming that it comes down from the inside, and if it comes down from the inside, then this space is basically not part of the mavoi, it's part of the reshus harabim. So you would not be able to use under it. Mm-hmm. However, then according to the mechitza approach, you can't use under it. And those who say you can, you say, it's a hekker. And if you're in the mavoi, you see the hekker, it's fine. So maybe that's what the machlokas is based on. Mar savar kora mishum hekker, mar savar kora mishum mechitza. Lo, says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Dechuli am a kora mishum hekker. Everyone holds that kora is really mishum hekker. You can say such a thing. This is what they're arguing about. The mar savar hekera milagav, umar savar hekera milavar. One school of thought says that the hekker is what's the hekker is for whom? Who needs to be machalik? We explained that the hekker approach understands that we don't want people to confuse the reshus harabim with the mavoi. That you're allowed to carry the mavoi, not the reshus harabim. But whom do we want to send this message to? Is it the people in the mavoi? Mm-hmm. Or is it the people outside the mavoi? So maybe it's milagav. It's for the people that are inside the mavoi, and you want them to say, "I know you guys are carrying now, and you're having a great time, and it's a big carrying party. Just be careful when you go outside these walls. It's not like in here, right? I don't think we're in Kansas anymore or Texas anymore. We're in Rishus Arabim land, and you can't carry in this space. So maybe it's that, or maybe it's milabar. Maybe it's actually for the outside. Maybe it's that people are passing in the Rishus Arabim. The grass is always greener on the other side, and so we can't carry. And they look and see people in the mavoi. Oh, they look like they're having a lot of fun carrying. It looks a lot like a Rishus Arabim. So maybe the sign is actually nope. See this sign from the outside, a korah. Because that's a mavoi. Maybe that's what it is. And therefore, if it's from, so if the sign is for the outside, so if it's for the inside, then maybe you would not be allowed to use the space. If it's for the outside, then you would be allowed to use that space because it's very clear that they're working under it. So maybe that's what the machlokas is based on. These three amoraim are arguing about the target, the students, who's supposed to notice the hekker. V'bayisim, and another possibility, the kuliyama mishum mechitza. Maybe everybody holds mishum mechitza. Maybe that's really what it is. V'hacha b'chavahal k'mifkli. So everyone, let's leave out hekker for a moment. It's really mechitza. Demar savar chodu apanimi yor v'sosem, umar savar chodu hachitzon yor v'sosem. One opinion holds that where does the wall come down? From the inner side of the beam, and therefore the rest of the space under the beam is considered the outside of the Rishus Rabim. And the other camp thinks, no, it's the outer side of the Korah comes down, therefore the space right under the Korah is part of the Mavoi. So maybe that's what they're arguing about. And then, Amar Rav Chista says, HaKol Modim Bebein Lechayayim She'asar. Okay, so this whole discussion is very nice, but this is all about a korah, the vertical beam. However, if it's a lechayayim, whether it's between a lechi, then we don't say that. We don't play all these games. We're much more strict when it comes to a lechi because that's going to be much less noticeable. So this whole discussion is about a lechi, sorry, about a korah, but not by a lechi. So the second point is of the zichrusim, and like the first one we said is a mavoi that's between the garbage heap and a seawall, and the second point is the discussion about the diagonal, having diagonal beams when they are uneven walls. So
lechi would imply we're more concerned about the reshus harabim. Is that what you're saying? Having the lechi in place makes us more concerned about the aspect of reshus harabim.
So
it's following the lefty part here.
Yeah. So he's saying that it's going to be less noticeable, right? What does Rashi say over here? Just to see, Rashi explains it. Okay, so actually Rashi doesn't explain it over here, but it seems to be that I'm not sure if we would say mechitza or like it could be a both words. I don't know when the lechi comes out. Is there a thought to say we haven't learned enough about lechi yet? But I don't know if there's a thought to say that is the lechi that lechi forms a wall, or maybe a lechi is only a hecker, and it could be if it's I don't know yet. Okay. And even if lechi is only a hecker, but it's much less noticeable, so you're not going to mess around so much with the lechi. But we'll have to learn a little bit more of lechi to appreciate this this point. The second simple point is that these diagonal, right? So you have a diagonal. And the third point, which is actually the final point on the Amud that we're not going to get to tonight, because we're going to call it here, but it is where you have a lechi instead of on walls, it's on pegs. So you have two posts. Sorry, korah. You have two posts and a korah on that, which is the next discussion. So at this chalabake, so you have all these mamas at the chalabake between the garbage heap and the. And the water, and the more you like make it funny and creative in your head, and you're like, oh, smelling the garbage heap and the walls, the more you'll remember it. But they're all intense at their chalabek, and you have all the families cheering on their wives and mothers sitting on these diagonal beams, you know, cheering on their mamas, go mom, and then there's even one kid hanging from a korah between two posts, cheering on his mom, you know, you could do this. You can do this. So again, you have the schalabik in the mavoi between a seawall and a garbage heap, and all the families are sitting on diagonal beams cheering on the mothers in the chalabek, and there's even one kid hanging on a korah that's on between two posts. So you have these funny images. I'll try to put the text version and the picture version in the WhatsApp group, and we'll do chazar on them, and Mirza Shem will retain them. So thank you for mentioning that point. I want to get that in the recording. So
I didn't want to like.
Yeah. No. Okay. No, that's a good point. Right. A korah, it must be a tefach. A lechi, not necessarily. So it could be that's part of it being less recognizable.